are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
All right, family, let's get into our deep dive for this morning. And we're going to be joined in just a moment by Pastor Bright Sinkozi as he speaks to us about courage and faith, focusing today on the courage to stand alone. Because sometimes courage means standing when everybody else is sitting down or everybody else is bowing down. It means saying no when the crowd says yes. From Daniel in Babylon to Esther in the palace, faith sometimes puts you in the minority. But standing for what's right with God is never truly standing alone. Heaven always backs those who stand on conviction. My pastor, good morning. Welcome to the program.
Good morning, Bongi, and good morning to the listener. I pray that the Lord is keeping us well today.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for joining us once again, Pastor. May I ask you to pray for us as we begin?
Let us pray. Father in heaven, this again is another time you have accorded us to look into your word. We pray that may you give us the wisdom and the knowledge, also the understanding. May this interaction impact a soul. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. All right. Thank you so much, Pastor. Now, we're talking about standing alone and having that courage to stand alone. Why is it so difficult to stand for faith or for truth when you're the only one doing it? One would assume that if I know that this is the truth, it shouldn't be so hard to stand for it.
Yeah, we're starting on a very interesting note. Why is it difficult to stand for faith or truth when you are the only one doing it?
Yeah.
Now, let me begin by giving you a biblical insight here. The truth is that human nature desires acceptance.
Mm-hmm.
You see that peer pressure is one real issue that sometimes we tend to ignore. But when you read Proverbs chapter 29, verse 25, the Bible says the fear of man brings a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord shall be safe.
Mm.
So fear of consequences, loss of job, friends, or reputation is also another human nature that we have to encounter all the time. Now, standing alone often entails discomfort.
Mm-hmm.
Standing alone often entails rejection. But Jesus in Matthew chapter 5 verse 10 said, "Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake."
Mm.
So why is it difficult? It is difficult because we are afraid. It is difficult because we think there is no one holding our back. I love the introduction that you gave, the preamble that you gave. And this is so true that in Scripture, those who stood for the truth will always have to stand alone. They always stood alone. Look at Daniel in Babylon. Look at Esther in Persia. Look at Jesus himself on the cross. All that shows you that standing for God may isolate you from the world, but it aligns you with the entire heaven. I think that should give us the courage now to realize that it is difficult, but it is easy to rely on God who is going to do the most for you. There is something that I read in one of the writings that we have as Adventists, which says we must individually know for ourselves what is truth.
Yeah.
And be prepared to give a reason of the hope that is in us with meekness and fear. So in other words, I have the truth, and if I have the truth, it shouldn't be difficult. But the truth is that it's often difficult because we are overshadowed. Our minds are clouded with other things that are a little bit off from what we think is real.
Very true, very true. Now, what can we learn from Bible characters who chose courage over popularity, those whose stance on the truth and on what they believed actually led them into being the minority and becoming very unpopular?
you know, each time we encounter such a situation, I'm always reminded of Daniel. Yes. I'm always reminded of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Yes. But also, I would factor in Esther. There is also Joseph. Let's look at Daniel first. He refused to eat the king's food and later refused to stop praying. Mm. Even when it meant the lion's den, he stood firm and God honored him. Mm. Now, this is a lesson. Daniel chose not to align himself with what everyone else was doing. Yeah. It looked normal. It looked, you know, fancy. But he said, I will not participate in this because I am not meant for this. Shadrach and Abednego, they said, even if God doesn't deliver us, we will still want to bow. This is according to Daniel chapter 3, verse 18. Their courage exposed the king to the true God. I am learning something there. Look at Esther. She risked her entire life for her people, saying, if I perish, I perish. You can check that in Esther chapter 4, and I think it's verse 16. Joseph also, he said no to sin in Egypt, even when no one was watching him. If we are not going to learn from such characters, then I don't know. Here is the lesson that I am getting from this, that obedience sometimes costs us comfort, mm-hmm. but it always brings honor to God. True influence often begins in isolation. You are never alone, that's a promise. But then when you hold on to that promise, like the people that I have mentioned here, you begin to realize oftentimes that it is possible, especially that we are using this as a template. You and me can still stand courageous even in the midst of challenges.
Amen. Amen. That's beautiful. And how do you prepare for moments, Pastor, where your values might be tested publicly? Is there a way to just be ready, to stay ready?
Again, I will tell you, daily devotion and surrender is important. Mm-hmm. Luke chapter 9, verse 23 says, take up your cross daily. So in other words, you prepare yourself by depending on God through your devotion to him and every day surrendering yourself to him. Mm. But also, I think from Psalm 119, verse 1, if we can hide in God's word, if we can hide God's word in our hearts, then it is possible that we would prepare for moments where we are tested even in public, because you know this is what God says and I'm going to die for it. But also, what is critical in my thinking is to prepare or to decide before even the test comes. Like Daniel, who purposed in his heart before the temptation came, he already told himself, I am going to stand on this and this is what I am going to do. Now, there is another reading that I took at some point where the writer says, a noble all-round manhood does not come by chance. It is the result of the molding process of God. Mm. So in other words, you will not just wake up today and find yourself an overcomer. You have to be deliberate. Now, youth especially must be trained to stand alone if necessary, based on principle and not pressure. You prepare yourself before time. You know it will come and it is not going to stop. So because you know that it is going to come, then you prepare yourself. And I think this is what I would probably submit to this discourse. You will be tested. I will be tested. We are tested every day, but we prepare beforehand. And that is going to help us overcome. You know, when quickly, Abongi, when we were learning evangelism and we were taught to go door to door witnessing, because we are from the Adventist faith, before we reach out to people, we would sit down and tell ourselves, what are the common questions that people ask about Adventism, and then we prepare the verses well ahead of time. Mm. And when we reach there, when a question is coming, we are telling ourselves we already dealt with this one, and we quickly are going to respond because we know what to expect.
Yeah. All right. And in what situations today, Pastor, is God calling believers to take a courageous stand? Do we still have those moments? I mean, I don't think it's that common to have a king threatening to throw us into the fire or throw us into a lion's den. But what are, in our context in 2025, are there still contexts, situations where God is calling us to take a stand in courage and in faith?
I might not even reach to people's needs, but let me speak generally. Mm-hmm. Today, we are in, I don't know about South Africa, but in Zambia, corruption is high.
Yeah.
So imagine you as an individual involved in business or at your workplace, faced with a situation that requires to compromise a little bit. So God is calling you and me to be courageous as a believer today and stand with integrity in your business as well as your workplace. You have to say no to bribes. You have to say no to corruption. Let's also talk about moral purity. You know, a lot of our friends are into cohabitation. People watch explicit materials. There is a lot of immorality in terms of sexuality, sorry to say that, on a public media. But if you are to stand courageously alone, then you have to stand courageously in moral purity. Also, I will tell you currently that the issue of your faith, keeping the Sabbath, the issue of your dress code and all that, if you refuse to take these things, even when it looks normal for many people, I think God is going to be happy with you. Mm-hmm. But also speaking truth in love. You know, defending biblical principles is one big thing. It might be unpopular, but when you will stand and speak the truth in love, even though other people don't believe in it, it will help us. Mm. But also remaining faithful when laws may contradict God's law is important. I think Revelation chapter 13, verse 15 through to 17 gives us that particular aspect where you and me, we have to remain faithful, we have to remain loyal to the laws of God, even if the world is looking at it as a contradictory. And here is probably something that I want you to close with, mm-hmm. that the season of distress and anguish before us will require a faith that can endure weariness, delay, and hunger. A faith that will not faint through severely tried. I am reading this from one of the writings that I am reading currently. Mm. And here is what the Bible tells us in Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6, as a blanket response to all the questions that we pose today. Mm. Be strong and courageous, for the Lord your God goes with you everywhere you go. So it is possible you may stand alone on earth, but never alone in heaven. Every time for truth, angels stand with you, and your courage inspires others.
Amen. Amen. Beautiful. Thank you so much, Pastor, for that. Such an encouraging session that was, and I trust that we are going to continue to be inspired as we continue this conversation tomorrow and for the rest of the week. But thank you for your time today. God bless you.
Thank you so much. May He bless you too.
Amen.
You are tuned into Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.